请大家先翻开圣经创世纪。
Let's first turn to the Bible, Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一章二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
创世纪第一章的二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。这里提到神要照着自己的形象和样式来造人。
Here it describes that God will create man in His image and according to His likeness.
那后来真的神就这样子做了。
And so God indeed did so.
那这一节呢，大家都非常的熟悉。
I'm sure everyone is all familiar with this verse.
因为最近大家按照进度读着创世纪的第一章、二章、三章、四章。
And based on our Bible reading program, we are reading Book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2 and 3.
虽然创世纪里头呢，这一章大家经常读着。
Even though we often would read this book.
那二十六节神说我们要照着我们的样式，按着我们的样式照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式来造人。
And it says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.
有人问说神是单数，神只有一位这里怎么会说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人呢？到底是几位神呢？
And somebody would ask, God is only one person, it should be singular. Why is this, this verse referring to plural, us?
因为我们是代表两个以上，叫做我们呢。
And because us will represent more than two.
因此这个我们到底是指的谁？
So who is this us?
当然有很多各种不同的说法，尤其在神学界里头哈。有的说我们是神的谦称，他谦卑称呼我们就是好像以前中国的时代称皇帝自称什么寡人还是说朕这些其他的名称。
And so there could be there are a couple different interpretations. For example, they refers himself as us as a more of a humble way to represent himself.
那有人又说这个我们那本来的原文我没有研究原文不知道。不过按照他们的说法这是我们本来是这个单数的意思。
And there are other sayings that based on the original context that this us is a singular word.
当然，这以上都是神学家的解释。
And so all these are the interpretations from the theological professors.
那我们按照圣经来看看这个我们圣经为什么会是我们
？And so why does the Bible refer to God as us？
那我们有两个两处的圣经来说明圣经这里为什么会是我们。
And there are two Bible recordings that would tell us why in here we record God as us.
第一个地方呢，请看以赛亚书的第六章。
The first recording is in Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
以赛亚书第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那年我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。第二节，那其上呢有撒拉弗、司令，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三节，那这些天使彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。第四节，因呼喊者的声音门槛的根基震动，殿充满的烟云。好，那再来看第八节
Let's also read verse 8。
那以上呢，我们就知道天上除了神坐在宝座以外， 那他的旁边呢有很多的使者啊在服侍着他。
And so besides, the Lord is sitting on the on the heavenly throne. There are also his servants serving him.
那这些使者呢就一直呼喊着说：“圣哉，圣哉，万军之主神。”
And so these servants would then shout out, "Holy, holy, holy."
啊，那这个以上也是以赛亚他所看到的异象。
And so this is the vision that Prophet Isaiah saw in his vision.
好，第八节。
Verse 8.
那我又听见主的声音说：“我可以差，我可以差遣谁呢？啊，谁肯为我们去呢？”我说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”那我们看第八节，第一个说：“我听见主的声音。”那我可以说了，那个声音说：“我可以差遣谁呢？”
And so this voice coming from the Lord would ask Prophet Isaiah that whom shall I send?
所以在天上有声音，那天上第一次他说我，那第二次又说谁肯为我们去呢？
And so the first sentence from the, the voice from above would say whom shall I send, which is referred to a singular I. But then at the second sentence would then refer to us as a plural.
好，那这个听见声音当时从天上来的。
And so this voice is coming from the above.
那天上呢，除了神以外，还有很多的使者在服侍着他。
And so besides God or the Lord is in heaven, there are also his servants.
所以当时神在说话，神在说话的时候，旁边也有很多的使者。
And so as the Lord is speaking, there are also other servants beside him.
啊，所以很明显啊，神在讲说我们啊，谁肯为我们去的时候啊，就是包括啊这些使者的我们啊，你啊，这是当时在天上所有的人呢、啊。
So obviously,
所有的灵界。
So obviously, what the Lord is referring to us as himself plus all his servants in heaven.
那根据圣经记载，我们知道啊，神创造天地。以前呢，这些使者啊已经被创造了。
So based on the Bible's recording, when the Lord created heaven and earth, all these servants were already created.
好，请看约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记三十八章。
Job chapter 38.
约伯记三十八章第七节。
Job 38 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼、啊、那这句话的意思就是说，当时神在创造天地的时候，哇，这个晨星啊，神的众子啊，众子就是神的天使呢，也一起在欢呼说，造的真是伟大，很奇妙。
And so what this is saying is that when God created heaven and earth, the sons of God, which is His angels, were also shouting for joy.
所以当神啊创造天地的时候，尤其再到人的时候，当他说这句话要按着我们的形象、我们样式造人的时候啊，当时呢，其实已经有很多的使者在他的旁边啊服侍神。
And so when God says we need to create man like our image, it refers that there were already servants beside him.
所以根据圣经的查考，我们知道。啊、像以赛亚书第六章当中所说的、啊、谁肯、啊、为我们去呢、啊、那这个我们、啊、就包括当时在旁边的使者说一样的当神在说要按着我们的形状造人的时候也是我们、啊、就包括当时天上的使者
And so based on the recording of Book of Isaiah chapter 6 as well as Book of Genesis chapter 1 as this word us is all referring to God and his servants
好啊，这是根据以赛亚书里头的说明。
So this is based on the explanation that we have just read.
哎，就是提供我们一个线索了。
And so this will give us some clue.
好，那第二个线索。
And so the second clue.
这个我们到底是指的谁
？Who is this us that the Bible is referring to？
啊，请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
第八章的二十二节。
Proverb chapter 8 verse 22.
啊，箴言第八章的二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22.
那在这段里头呢，有这你我他啊，你我他这几个代名词。
And so in this passage, there's a recording of you, I, and him.
啊，所以大家读的时候啊，注意读。
And so this, that is pay attention when, as we read.
二十二节。在神造化的起头，在太初创造万有之前就有了我啊。好，二十三节。
23.
那从亘古，从太初万有世界以前呢，我已经被立啊，就是神在创造的起头呢，这个他说啊，这我啊，那我就是除了神以外，还有另外一位我，这位我是谁的？
And so, this is before everything was created. There is this God as well as this I. So, who is this I?
啊，所以这个我啊，不是因为不是主的神。二十二节说，在神造化的起头就有了我啊，所以这个我跟神是不一样的位格的。
And so, because verse 22 says the Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, so, it tells us that there is two different people.
好，那二十四节哈。
Verse 24.
那没有深渊，没有大水的泉，我已出生，有我哈。那二十五节。
Verse 25.
那大山未曾奠定，小山未有出现，我已出生。二十六节。
26.
那神还没有造天啊，神还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已出生。所以，甚至于神还没有创造天地的时候，就已经有这个他说我这个存在的。
And so, as before, God created heaven and earth, there is already an existence of this person, I.
好，那再看三十节哈。
Let's read verse 30.
啊，那时啊，我在他那里为工师啊，他是为工师，他的职分就是工程师。
And so his job is the master.Craftsman.
那日日为他所喜爱，常常在他的面前踊跃。三十一节。
31.
那踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。所以这边也是提供一个线索哈。这个我们到底是谁
？So in here it also gives us some clue that who are this we.
所以这里的我哈，当然有人呢、按照这个。中文圣经哈，中文圣经的 title， 中文圣经的题字有没有？二十二节的旁边有个很大的黑字，那个黑字体哈，就是好像一个 title 啊，说这段是在讲什么啊
？And so, if you look at the Bible, many times they would have a small title for some of the sections within the chapter.
啊，这个 title 是。本来圣经原文是没有 title， 是后来在编圣经的时候有章有节本来圣经是一点贯一直下去的，没有第几章，没有第几节的。后来大概几百年以前才开始编章编节，为了让人们容易读这个题词前面这个 title 也是一样。
And so in the original text that there is no.Chapters or verses that were divided, and only a couple hundred years ago, the publishers divided the Bible into sections as well as adding titles.
啊，所以假如是按照这个 title 哈，那就是智慧的本源，那就是我就是指的智慧。
And so, if we look at the title, it will say that it is the source of the wisdom, which is referring to this person, I.
那假若按照新约圣经尤其是约翰福音里头的记载，这个我就是指着神的独生子。
And so, if we look at the New Testament in the book of John, we would be able to read that this person is.
Only son, 神的独生子。
It is the only son of God.
所以圣经记载说，神为了爱世人，赏赐给世人他的独生子甚至于把他奉献为这个赎罪祭。
And for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son to the world.
所以神的独生子、啊、在还没有创造世界以前就已经先存已经存在的。
And so before God created heaven and earth, this only son was already there.
那根据加拉太书那边所说的时候满足了他这个儿子就降生为人了。
And based on the recording in Galatians, that as as the time come, then the Son of God would be born.
啊，所以很清楚的，我们就可以知道说，当时神说，我们要按照我们的形象和我们样式来造人。这个我们是指的谁？啊，假设按照这里给我们的线索啊，那就是指的啊，神跟耶稣基督，就是他的独生子。
So if we use all these clues and then refer back to the book of Genesis, then we can realize that this we, that the verse is referring to, is actually talking about a God and Lord Jesus.
啊，但是他们还是神的本身啊。
But in fact, they are God himself.
所以有的时候就直接啊，很简单，就说按照神的形象，还有神的样式造人。
And so based onGod's image and his likeness to create a man.
啊，只是提到说我们按照我们啊，这个很多人会问说我们到底是谁啊？那现在我们就根据圣经查考，哎，给大家一点线索。
And so based on the clue and as we study the Bible, then we'll have we'll then be able to understand.
好，那接下来呢，我们要谈啊，什么是神的形象
？So let us talk about what is the image of God.
啊，请看。以西结书第一章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
第一章的二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
以西结书第一章二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状，二十七节。
27.
那我见从他腰以上啊，有仿佛光辉的金睛，作为多有火的形状；又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，作为也有光辉。二十八节。
28.
那下雨的日子，云中。红的形状怎样，作为光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是神荣耀的形象。我一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。那这是描写神荣耀的形象。
So in here it is talking about the glory image of God.
所以神的形象是什么？
So what is the image of God?
就是充满着荣耀。
Which is filled with glory.
啊，那种的荣耀是我们很难的理解，我们很难的描述的。
This kind of glory is hard for us to understand and describe it.
啊，我们说一个人哈啊，他长得非常的漂亮，英俊潇洒。
As we say, one person is very beautiful or handsome.
那其实啊，你认真看的话，是不是啊，非常非常非常的漂亮
？But if we look at this person, more carefully, is he or she really handsome or beautiful?
啊，当然了，有时候是很漂亮，但是呢，人总是不完美的哈。啊，我们要真正找的话，也可以找到一些他的缺点啊，比如说人格上的缺点啊，个性上的缺点。
But because nobody is perfect, and therefore, you will always be able to find some shortfall of men.
那比如说，有些时候我们在称赞某个人，哇，他人真的是很好，非常的好，非常非常的好。
And for example, we would praise somebody who is a really good person.
上一分钟才说他好，那下一分钟可能就看他生气了，也说不定啊。
But after a minute, then we will see this person start getting really angry at somebody.He's not perfect anymore.
所以要在人世间啊，我们所眼睛所能够看到这个物质界、人世间，要真正找到真善美，又真又善又美，全部都包含在一个人的身上是不可能的。
So, for us to be able to find one person who who is truthful and also very kind as well as beautiful. It is seemingly impossible.
那神的荣耀就是这些所有真善美，人间能够想象得到的，不能够想象得到的，所有真善美的总集合。
And so all these a combination of kindness, beauty as well as truth, that we can try to comprehend.
有的人啊，看到神的荣光。
And as some people they see the glory of God.
有的在讲台上，有的在家里，有的在祷告当中看到神的荣光。
And some people see the glory of God on the pulpit or inside the chapel or when they pray.
它其实那个只是一点点而已。
And in fact, all those visions were just a small portion.
可是就是那么一点点哦，心里就很高兴啊。
But even it with that little bit of vision, we can our hearts is still filled with much joy.
然后其实我们在祷告的时候，有的时候也可以体验到神的荣耀吧。
As we pray, we sometimes can also experience the glory of God.
因为当被圣灵充满的时候
，as we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
就好像有一股力量啊，一从腹中啊涌上来，涌到心头，涌到这个舌头，然后舌头就一直讲灵言，讲个不停，哇，灵言很流利。
There will be a strength flowing within, and then all the way up to our throat and or to our tongue, so that our when we speak in tongue, we will be very fluent.
啊，那一刻啊，那个时刻，心里面充满了感恩，充满了喜乐。
At that moment, our hearts will fill with joy and also happiness.
啊，可是这也是神的荣耀的一部分，一点点而已，我们就很喜乐的。
And so this is just one part of God's glory, and then it will always already give us bring us joy.
所以神的荣耀只要是充满整个圣殿，那你看这个圣殿教会是非常有荣耀、非常光彩的。
So if a church is really filled by the glory of God, then how wonderful it would be.
好，所以人啊。神，我们人是按照神的形象来造的。
So men are created by the image of God.
啊，只是一部分像而已啦。
And so we are only similar, some part of it.
好，我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5,
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
创世纪第五章第三节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。那这里是人的形象跟样式，但是呢，也是一样的，就是，虽然是这个时候人已经离开神了哈。
So at this time, men have already departed from God, but it is also similar that men's descendants will carry the image.
所以这个形象样式啊，是人的形象样式，不再是神的形象跟样式。
So this is men's likeness and also their image. It is not a God's likeness or image.
我们现在是要说明这个像啊，形按照神的形象跟样式造，但是我们。人啊，不是承受神的完全全部啊，只是说一部分而已。
And so we're trying to demonstrate that we only receive a portion or part of an image or likeness of God.
因为相似啊，相似，好像儿子很像爸爸啊，是不是等于完全一样的，一模一样啊？不是啊，啊，比如他的眼睛啊，很像他爸爸，还是他的嘴巴、鼻子像爸爸？
It is only similar, like a father, like a son. So the word like, does that mean it is exactly the same?
一样的道理哈。我们人就按照神的形象跟样子造的，所以也是有一点点像神。
So as we are created with the image of God and also his likeness, so we will have some similarities to God.
那神的形象就是他的真善美的全部了。
And God's image is the completion of this truth, this beauty, and also this kindness.
所以人哈，你看每一个人其实他都有一点点优点呐、啊，不是全部没有，因为他是按照神的形象造的，还是有一点点的优点呐、啊。
And so, every single person will have a good point that so that we will be similar. In a way, to God.
因此人啊，不要自暴自弃啊，不要说啊，我什么都不如人呢。
And so we should not discourage ourselves that we have no good ability or strength.
不会，因为我们至少呢，至少每个人都有一点像父母亲呢，哈，从父母亲那边遗传来的，一样的，我们也是有点像啊，天上神啊，一点点哈。
And so at least we will inherit something from our parents.And also some likeness from God.
So 每一个人都是一样，都是一点点都会像神的。
And so everybody is the same. That we will have some similarity to God.
啊，有的人啊很准时啊，很讲信用的。
And some people are very punctual.
啊，可是可能脾气就不好啊。他是很讲信用，但是脾气不好。
Or they are very faithful, but then they will have bad temper.
啊，但是有人非常的温柔。
Some are very gentle.
但是他慢吞吞的，经常迟到。
But they seem to be quite slow, and then they will always be tardy.
所以每个人都有他的优点呢。
And so everybody have their own good points.
好，那第二个神的形象是什么呢
？So secondly, what is God's image?
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
以弗所书第四章二十四节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24
并穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁所以神的形象就是指着他的仁义和圣洁
So God's image or likeness is based on God's true righteousness and holiness
也就是非常的纯洁非常的洁白
Which is also refer to a purity and the color white.
我们说白色哈，白色已经非常白了。
As we say, color white is already white.
啊，比如说这张纸呢是白色的纸，那印黑色字体啊。
And so, for example, this pamphlet is a color red with black words.
所以这张纸，假如跟桌子来比的话，谁比较白呢？当然是这张纸比较白了。
If we compare this template, pamphlet to the table here, then of course this pamphlet is whiter.
那假如这张纸的白跟我这个荧幕哈，这个荧幕的白，这个荧幕也是白色，对不对哈？荧幕也是，那两个哪个比较白呢？就要变成说这个荧幕比较白。
But if we compare this screen, this iPad screen, to this pamphlet, then we'll see that the white color from the iPad is whiter.
但是我的荧幕的白要跟其他的白比较呢，可能要输了。
But if I compare this screen's white to other whites, then perhaps the color white from the iPad would lose.
所以我们就是一直这样推上去啊，这个白啊，你比较白，他比较白，一直谁最白哈、啊？那个白到我们说哇，怎么那么白啊？可是神的圣洁，这个比那个白不知道几万倍，很难想象啊。
But if we compare all the different colors of white, and then we would imagine that the holiness of God is the most pure white.
所以那个叫做神的形象。
So that is the image of God.
神的形象是非常非常的圣洁的。
God's image is pure and holy.
那圣洁到我们人实在是很难的想象。
To the point that it's very difficult for us to comprehend.
因此作诗的人哈，作诗的人他说他看到神的形象就心满意足了。
So psalmists they as they make psalms.Then they will say that as they see the image of God, then they are satisfied.
好，请看诗篇的十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms, chapter 17.
诗篇十七篇十五节。
Psalm, chapter 17, verse 15.
十七篇十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见您的面，我醒的时候得见您的形象啊。就心满意足了。 这里做事的人说，因为其他的人，很多世间的人啊，在追求世界上的财宝。
And because many people would pursue after the worldly possession.
啊，当然，财宝也能够让世间的人觉得心满意足啊。
Of course, treasures in the world will also bring satisfactions to men.
啊，可是他们要付出很多的劳力。
But they will have to sacrifice and labor for it.
那成功的机会并不是属于每个人的。
And the rate of success, may not be for everyone.
但是这个诗篇的作者他说，至于他不一样，跟一般的世间人不一样。
But the psalmist is different from the people in the world.
他只要看到神的形象就心满意足了。
And he shall be satisfied when he see the likeness of God.
那这个庄文的小字啊，请注意看这个庄文的小字，他说见啊，就是得见你的形象。那么小字做得着，就是说已经有后的，已经有那个 purchase， 就是你有一点点神的形象啊，他就心满意足了。
And in English translation, it says, "I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness."
啊，神的一点点的真啊，心满意足；神的一点点的善，他就心满意足；神的一点点的美啊，就心满意足了。
And so, as this person possesses a small part of the truth, the kindness, and as well as the beauty of God, then he shall be satisfied.
啊，甚至于有神那么一点点的圣洁啊，跟他沾上一点关系啊，一点点的边啊，就心满意足了。
If God's holiness can have a really small part to this person, then he shall be also satisfied.
要像神那么圣洁是不可能。
To be as holy as God, it is impossible.
所以只要像他有一点点啊，有一点边跟他上攀上关系，就心满意足。
And as long as we have just a small portion of God's holiness, then we shall be satisfied.
So it means 也是要以神的形象为心满意足的。
Therefore, we shall be satisfied as we are like God's image.
那因为神是灵，
and because God is spirit,
是没有形体的。
There, he has no form.
啊，不像这个肉体有形体，有高有矮。
Not like we have physical body, we have different shape.
啊，但是呢，神是没有形体的。
But God does not have a form.
因此，当圣经说按着神的形象造人呢，并不是说他的外在啊，因为神是灵，没有外在啊，而是指说内在，那就是我们内在啊，按照他的形象来塑造的。
So as we are created, in His image or His likeness, it is not, talking about the physical appearance, but it's more of our internal likeness.
那有人说我们这三个方面就像神了。
And so there are three things that we are similar to God.
那第一个是智力，我们的脑力、智力。
The first is our intelligence.
所以人有分析、思考、创造的能力。
So a man has the ability to analyze, to process, and also to create.
啊，甚至还有自由选择的能力。
We also have the ability to choose freely.
那在精神上呢，也像神啊。
And spiritually, we are also similar.
所以人被造的时候也是一片清白的。
So as we are created by God, we are also very clean.
因为人被造的时候啊，神就把良心啊放在人的念心啊，来替神鉴察人的心腹。
Because as we are created by God, God put a conscience inside our hearts so that we can judge ourselves.
那第三方面，在社交啊，在社交上也是像神。
And in terms of social activity, we are also similar to God.
你看哦，我们从旧约圣经看哈，啊，那就在天上哈，天上其实是热闹滚滚的。
If we look at the Old Testament and we look at the recording, talking about heaven, it is actually very,
很人很多啊，不是
very lively,
不是人啊，就是说神还有旁边很多的使者在服侍着。
And because there is God and also His servants are serving Him.
那当时神主要造一位亚当。
And at the time, God only created Adam.
啊，他就觉得，哎，我自己一个人不好啊。
And so, he will then think that it is not good for Adam to be just by himself.
啊，他需要有伴。
He needs to have a companion.
所以神造人呢，在塑造上就像神一样啊，
and so,
也是需要伴。
So man is just like a god. We all need to social. We need to have companion.
那我们看启示录哈，从圣经从创世纪一直到启示录，啊，天上好像都非常的热闹。
And from Genesis all the way to Revelations, it seems like it is very lively in heaven.
所以在启示录十九章哈，那些使者一直在喊着哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主。
In Book of Revelation, chapter 19, the servants or the angels will keep shouting, "Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
啊，那我们再看神的样式是什么
？So let us also look at what is the likeness of God.
啊，神的样式啊，就指着做事啊，神做事的风格。
And the God's likeness is talking about the way that God do things.
所以有些时候我们也说啊，这个人啊，做事的风格像他爸爸。
And sometimes we say that this person, the way he does things is similar to his father.
啊，非常的勤劳。
Very
diligent.
Diligent.
啊，非常的守信用。
Very faithful.
那神的样式啊，就是神做事啊，有个风格的。
And so God's likeness has that kind of image and likeness.
那神做事的风格是什么呢
？So what is God's likeness?
神做事风格啊，是他说了，就不改变了，说了就算数。
It means that when God says something, then that is it. There is no not going to change.
所以在将近四千年以前呢，他跟亚伯拉罕立约呢。
So 4,000 years ago, God made a covenant with Abraham.
你看，那么几千年以前呢，的事情啊。
It is a long time ago.
但是神没有忘记。
But God did not forget.
因为他守信用。
Because He is faithful.
只要他话一出啊，就不改变的。
As He speak His words, then it will not be changed.
所以不改变信实，就是神的做事风格了。
Not changing as well as being faithful, this is the likeness of God.
那主耶稣也是一样。
Lord Jesus is the same.
那主耶稣来做这成为神的儿子啊。
As he comes to the world, to be the Son of God.
所以他也是有神的性情。
So he also has the likeness.
有神做事的风格。
And he also has the similar way.Of God, how He does things.
所以主耶稣啊，教导我们啊。
As Lord Jesus teaches,
说里面啊，是叫做是啊，不是叫做不是啊。
Let your yes be yes, no be no.
啊，事情啊是很简单的啊。
All things are simple.
那多说的部分呢、啊，为什么要多说？你为什么要多说？这个背后就有不良的动机呀、啊。那所以主耶稣说，多说的啊，就是出于恶者。
Anything that is said in addition is coming from the evil one.
那因为现在人啊是很像蛇哈、啊，所以在耶利米书的十七章大概第九节哈、啊，就说人哈、啊、是很诡诈的，比万物什么都诡诈的。
And nowadays men are like a serpent. So in Jeremiah chapter 17, in verse 9, it will record that men are deceitful.
啊，所以我们看到人很会钻，很会。表面很会包装、哦、就是把事情说得好、哎、
And so men like to tend to package themselves in a way that can present themselves beautifully.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，你叫是叫做是啊，不是叫做不是啊。
But Lord Jesus teaches that our yes be yes, no be no.
所以在神呢，没有那个好像是又好像不是的。
So in God there is no yes and no.
所以神要告诉我们、啊、做事、啊、是很简单的。我们生活上、啊、简单的话，就比较能够享受安息。
So, it is a simple way of living, so that we can have peace.
因为有些人就要把事、啊、说成不是，这个时候你就要用脑筋啊，怎么把事说成不是，还是说把不是说成是，这个也是要动很多的脑筋啊去思考。
And because nowadays a lot of people tend to let yes be no, and so they will try use many different ways to deceive others,
啊,
or vice versa.
这个时候就人类苦毒的由来啊。
And so this is the origin or the source of how people toil and labor.
那神做事的风格呢，啊，也是很低调，神做事情都是很低调的，啊。
As God do his things, he also lay low on it.
啊，有的人做事好像是轰轰烈烈啊，希望很多人都知道。
Some people they do things, they wanted attention.
啊，神啊，不一样。
But God is different.
啊，请看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 19.
十九篇的第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
诗篇十九篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。第二节。
Verse 2.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节。
Verse 3.
无言无语，也无声音可听。哦，所以你看，这个天地在运转呢。
So as the heaven and earth, as they continue on.
啊，其实啊，都是神的杰作。
So all these are the creation of God.
都是神的手段。
And all these are the way of God.
也是他的智慧。
And also his wisdom.
所以他本来可以轰轰烈烈哈，好像机器在运转，听光听光，大家让大家知道，你看哦，这个神在让天地运转哦，多么的伟大奇妙。
And he could have made a big announcements and let everybody knows that how he created heaven and earth and how the universe is operating.
啊，但是神他说无言无语，也有也没有声音啊可以听的。
But based on this verse, there is no speech nor language that their voice is not heard.
在主耶稣啊，他也经常告诉我们哈，不要叫左所知道右手所做的事情。
Lord Jesus also teaches that we should not let our left hand to know what have we done with our right hand.
因为主耶稣他做事情呢也是非常的低调。
And because Lord Jesus, as he do things, he also lay low.
我们看新约圣经的四福音书啊，主耶稣行善事以后啊，经常告诉别人啊，不要宣扬。
In the four gospel, after Jesus performed miracles, he would often tell people not to. Make a big announcement of it.
啊，当然，有的人呢、啊，做事情非常的低调，就像有神的做事风格。
And some people are similar, to the way Lord Jesus do things.
啊，那既然我们人在塑造的时候有神的形象跟样式
，So since we are created with God's image and His likeness,
所以保罗告诉我们，我们就要脱去旧人呢、啊，穿上新衣啊，穿上新人。
So Paul would teach us that we should put away our old garments and put on the new one.
在基督上呢，在基督上渐渐的更新，渐渐的改变我们的想法。
And in knowledge, we should constantly renew ourselves.
啊，比如说我们刚刚所提的神的形象、神的样式。
As we mentioned about God's image and His likeness,
那我们就可以重新对照啊，神的形象是什么，神的样式是什么啊？那我们在生活当中，我们做事的风格，我们的生活方式啊，就可以来做一个调整改变。
Then we can then study what is the likeness and the image of God, so that we can change our lives and the way we live our life.
所以我们要多祷告，求圣灵充满啊，能够活出神的形象与样式。
So we should pray unceasingly and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
再唱啊，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
244首。
244.